Buddha, Amishita Dharma, Amishita Sangha. At the end of this wonderful teaching on aspects of Zazen, Gakuryo Yojinshu, Dogen says, there's no need to change the present body and mind. All one has to do is follow an enlightened way of a fine Zen master. For this is the receiving of the teaching directly. To follow a Zen master is not to follow in old ways nor to create new ones. It is simply just to receive the teaching. In saying that there's no need to change our present body and mind, Dogen is again emphasizing that our present body and mind encapsulates both Buddha nature and our karmic inheritance, and therefore we have our complete kit for training and enlightenment. The truth is to be revealed within and through that kit. It cannot be added to it from outside it. Therefore, what is it to truly receive the teaching of a fine Zen master? He says it is not to follow just to follow old ways or to create new ones. Of course, we recognize these opposites in the world around us in the form of political and social ideologies. Conservatism, which emphasizes the past, and liberalism that emphasizes moving into an unknown future and coming up with new solutions. And of course, if not carried to extreme, both have validity. Being human, we do tend to carry things to extremes, and whenever we carry things to extremes and start getting into the extreme opposites, we create wars of ideologies, beliefs, wars within individual people, ultimately wars between people. This can happen in religion as well, of course. Within an individual person and within a church, an organization, within a Buddhist Sangha. There has to be something beyond hanging on to the old ways or what one thinks of as the old ways, because it's always an idea when it actually isn't in the past situation. So it's an idea of what the old ways are. Or trying to create new ones and always replace something with something else, looking for the magic bullet that's going to make it easier. It's going to make everything fall into place. There has to be something beyond these opposites. In the most excellent Mirror Samadhi, Tozan says, if you in ancient footsteps wish to walk, observe examples old. He doesn't say slavishly imitate examples old. He says if you want to walk in the footsteps of the Buddhas and ancestors, that's who he's talking about. If you want to walk in the footsteps of fine Zen masters, you'll observe their example. This, of course, is one of the reasons why a living teacher, training with a living teacher, is so vitally important. Because you're constantly in the presence of and benefiting from the experience of a living example. If you are a disciple training with a master. When I think of my own master's example, I always come back to the example of someone who through many, many difficulties, many twists and turns in life's path, in the face of misunderstanding, human rejection, consistently trained herself to hold fast to something within herself that was more real and more true than external things, and who believed in the capacity of others to do the same. Really took the point of view that others were doing the same until proved otherwise, and therefore exhibited a great generosity of heart and spirit. In the footsteps of such a fine Zen master, then we must, as she did, train ourselves to find, believe in, take refuge in, follow, listen to, wait upon, trust that within ourselves that is more real than anything else, that in effect alone is real in the ultimate sense. It is easy to make it out to be very difficult to do this. And there are times when it is, in fact, very difficult to do this. And yet, what is it that brought us to training in the first place? If not that very reality within ourselves that sometimes seems so difficult to get in touch with and to follow. And if that could happen once, indeed it can happen again and again and again. We can turn to it for help. We can ask for help. We can cry out for help. We can listen with our whole being. We can hear it. Not necessarily a literal hearing, usually it's not, an instinctive hearing. And we can follow it. Not usually a literal following, but an instinctive following. What other than this can it really mean to simply receive the teaching of a fine Zen master? Dogen says again, I'll read it again. All one has to do is follow in the enlightened way of a fine Zen master, for this is the receiving of the teaching directly. To follow a Zen master is not to follow in old ways nor to create new ones. It is simply just to receive the teaching. It's not just receiving the teaching spoken by someone, however helpful that may be. It's far, far beyond that. To be able to receive the teaching of our own heart, to value that above anything in life, to love our own Buddha nature, the Buddha nature of all things, where they are, of course, the same, one and the same, above everything else, and to count everything else as nothing in comparison with it, which is the truth. When we value it above everything else and count everything else as nothing in comparison with it, then there's nothing preventing us from asking and truly listening, from hearing, from following. The example that Rinpoche Master Jiyu showed in her daily life, I saw it so many, many times, just in the course of ordinary daily life. The example of someone who, being as human as any other human being, and in no way trying to shield that humanity from her disciples, being as human as any other human being, turned again and again right within her human need to something beyond it. Something deeper, where indeed the help for that need truly always lies. So many times I heard her say, everything in me says, do this. Everything in me says, do not do that. So many times I saw her just stop and meditate right through the night, and in the morning say what it was, the answer that had come. With some things, meditate month after month after month, year after year, until out of all that meditation, the answer, the solution, distilled out. Beyond being either easy or difficult, it's just a matter of where one's focus truly lies and how well one keeps that focus. Some questions seem to easily come to resolution. Some questions seem to come only with the greatest difficulty, with great patience. Yet one goes on always in the faith, as she had, that for every need, every true spiritual need, there indeed is a resolution and help. Walking this path, sometimes it may look like one is just following in old ways. If that's how it looks, that's fine. Sometimes it may look as if one is creating new ones. If that's how it looks, that's fine. The appearances don't matter. The reality of what one is doing, in one's heart of heart, the reality of what is between oneself and one's own Buddha nature, that's what is real and that's what matters. How it appears doesn't matter. What the world thinks of it, what other people think of it, doesn't matter. We live alone, we die alone, in the deepest sense. That is an aloneness with the eternal. It is a with, it is not a separation from. And in that aloneness with the eternal, one knows one's oneness with all beings. Master Jiyu showed us a path that is neither easy much of the time nor without risk. It was a path of magnificence, a path of someone who knew what it was to fly spiritually, not just to crawl, walk, or run. And this is the true legacy of a fine Zen master.